Job chapter 7. Does man not have warfare here on earth? And are not his days like the days of a hired labourer? As a servant pants for shade, and as a hired labourer awaits the wages of his work, so I am made to endure months of calamity, and nights of sorrow are appointed to me. Whenever I lie down, I say, when will it be time for me to get up, and the night be over? For I am full of restlessness until the morning twilight. My flesh is clothed in worms and clods of earth. My skin breaks up and wastes away. My days pass more swiftly than a weaver's shuttle, and they are spent without any hope. Remember that my life is but wind. My eye shall not see goodness again. The eye of him who sees me will behold me no more, but your eyes will be on me, though I will be no more. As the cloud dissipates and vanishes, so he who goes down to the grave does not ascend again. He does not return again to his house, and his home place will not welcome him again. But I too will not hold back my mouth. I will speak in the distress of my spirit. I will lament in the bitterness of my feelings. Am I the sea or a sea monster, so that you should set a watch over me? For I have said, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint. But you terrify me in dreams and frighten me with visions. My being would prefer suffocation, it would prefer death to my intact body. I reject life, I will not live on. Leave me, for my days are pointless. What is man that you should make him great, or that you should set your heart on him? But you visit him every morning and test him every moment. How long will you ignore me and persist with me until I swallow my spittle? I have sinned. What can I do to you, O guardian of man? Why have you made me an object of confrontation with you, so that I am a burden to you? And why do you not pardon my transgression and forgive my iniquity? For now I shall lie down on the dust, and you will seek me diligently, but I will not be there.